A lot on the plate.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us this Friday morning. A little later today, President Obama will focus on ideas for avoiding another financial crisis. The president is set to campaign for the creation of a new consumer financial protection agency. But the banking industry doesn't think it's necessary. Marketplace's Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale reports.
As envisioned by the White House, a consumer financial protection agency would give a seal of approval to financial products offered by banks and investment and insurance companies. The agency would warn consumers about 401ks or loans or credit cards that are deemed too risky or have hidden fees. The financial industry has been lobbying hard against the protection agency, saying it would make credit less available and reduce consumer choices. But Jane Durista at the Political Economy Research Institute says consumers need stronger protections.
The financial sector has paid no attention to the abuses of consumers, and they have been part of the problem of putting the American people so very much in debt.
This afternoon, the president will counter the bank lobbyists with a White House appearance by a group of consumers who've been duped into costly investments or slapped with unfair banking fees. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
A report out today by the Congressional Oversight Panel says the government program to help homeowners avoid foreclosures is falling short. The chair of the panel, Harvard University law professor Elizabeth Warren, told Marketplace Morning Report there are three basic problems with the program.
Scope. It's targeted at a housing crisis as it existed 6 months ago. Scale. It's not moving into big enough numbers fast enough. And permanence, we're concerned that people may go through the program but actually be redefaulting in big numbers down the line.
The panel's calling on Congress to beef up rescue efforts. Let's check numbers. The S&P is up about 0.2%. The NASDAQ nearly 0.5%. The Dow is up 32 points, about 0.3% at 98.18. European shares are pretty much mixed right now, and Asian shares closed higher today. With the Japanese shares up about 2%, Chinese benchmark shot up more than 4.5%. Oil company Chevron says it expects its third quarter earnings to be much higher than the second quarter. They credit higher crude prices and gains from asset sales and tax items. A lot of us don't love our online pictures. Now, cosmetics company Estee Lauder is tapping into that insecurity. Next week in New York at Bloomingdale's, it's offering a service designed to enhance a woman's online image. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
So just say you're a member of a dating website, but you're not that happy with your photo. Estee Lauder is offering free in-store makeovers, then a snapshot by a professional photographer. The company will email your photo and you can upload to your heart's content. Roseanne Morrison is fashion director of the Doniger Group. She says it's a clever move.
Especially an established company like them to reach out to a new consumer base and really market themselves. I think it's terrific.
All made up but still concerned about yellowing teeth or the odd wrinkle?
We offer Photoshop.
Estee Lauder Senior Vice President Beth Zern.
If you want a little retouching here or there, of course we offer that. You know, the goal is that you really love the picture you're putting online.
Zern says this campaign is a first for a cosmetics company, but website visitors will know you had a little help. The photo will have an Estee Lauder logo in the foreground. 10 blocks from Bloomingdale's, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
A couple of the world's biggest news organizations say it's time to pay up. Tom Curley of the Associated Press and Rupert Murdoch of News Corp and others contend sites such as Google have made a lot of money from their articles, photos, and video without fair compensation. And they say search engines and bloggers are also directing audiences and revenue away from content creators.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SunGard. SunGard Availability Services operates 5 million square feet of secure data center space dedicated to keeping people and information connected. More information at sunguard.com.
If you've watched television lately, this jingle might ring a bell.
Money's a truly angel. It's calling out to you.
Malaysia, like a lot of countries around the world, relies on advertising campaigns to attract tourists, but not the United States. The House of Representatives here passed a bill this week to change that, and it's now the Senate that's chiming in. Elizabeth Throckheld has more.
International travel worldwide has risen by nearly 40% since 2000, but the number of foreigners visiting the U.S. actually dropped. Many blame tougher visa and entry requirements put in place since 9/11. So Massachusetts Congressman Bill Delahunt wants to send a new message to travelers.
Welcome to the United States.
Delahunt is a lead sponsor of a bill that would launch a massive promotional campaign for America abroad. Overseeing it would be a new nonprofit under the Department of Commerce called the Corporation for Travel Promotion. Some states and tourist attractions already run ads overseas. But that's not enough, says Adam Sachs, managing director of Oxford Economics USA.
It's one thing that New York and Las Vegas and California have international campaigns, but there is no brand America being developed.
Delahunt's bill would charge visitors from countries without visa requirements a $10 fee. The Corporation for Travel Promotion would get up to $100 million of that money each year, and the U.S. travel industry would match it in private donations. It's a good deal, says Jeff Freeman, senior vice president with the U.S. Travel Association.
We are so affected by the downturn in travel that we're willing to put hard cash on the table to bring more visitors to the United States.
The promotional campaign would explain the U.S. entry process step by step. Still, the European Union complains that forcing some travelers to pay a fee is hardly welcoming, but it will help America's bottom line. The program is projected to reduce the budget deficit by $425 million in the next 10 years. The Senate will vote on the bill in the next couple weeks. In Washington, I'm Elizabeth Threlkeld for Marketplace.
There was a draw of more than two dozen people to northern Wisconsin, but in the end, gangster Al Capone's retreat didn't get much of a bang. An auction of the more than 400-acre property, complete with private lake and guard tower, only garnered $2.6 million. That was the minimum bid offered by Chippewa Valley Bank, which incidentally owns the property and continues to own it because they made the bid, so they wouldn't lose any money on it. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Happy Friday. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.